Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Just wanted to get your thoughts about the Bills selling all the PSLs. Probably early, a little bit earlier than what we thought, but what does that say? What does that represent to you?
Well, of course, there's a tremendous support for the Bills in our community. And with the actual number of seats being reduced in the stadium compared to the current one, there's certainly going to be significant demand for people attending the games. So I guess I'm not surprised that they sold it out. I'm a little surprised they sold it out this early. I thought they might not sell it out till next year, but good for the team. This will ensure a strong season ticket base for many, many years to come.
I mean, it's got to be pretty symbolic. I mean, showing the love that people have in the sense that they want to be part of the Bills experience.
Well, I was a little surprised when the blackout rule was lifted and season tickets still demand were high. We always thought when the blackout rule was lifted that they would probably drop their season tickets because people could watch the game at home regardless of whether it was sold out or not. But with the way the team's played the last few years under Josh Allen, this is their seventh year, I believe, that they're making the playoffs in a row. People are excited. They want to support the organization. And it's an example of how even in a new stadium with higher prices and the PSLs, people are still willing to support the organization. It's a good thing that we're winning. If they had been coming off of a losing streak, I'm not exactly certain where they'd be. But it certainly helped the team that going into the construction of this new stadium and with a new one to be built next year, that they're playoff bound again. So it certainly helped them with their season ticket sales.
Well, I remember Mr. Wilson used to say, when we were talking, he'd say, the Bills' hold on the Western New York community is almost collegiate-like, almost like the way Notre Dame has its hold over South Bend or Michigan over Ann Arbor. He always made that comparison. Do you find that an accurate comparison, the way the community has this strong sense of ownership of the Buffalo Bills?
It's totally accurate. I went to law school in the Midwest. I have friends that went to all these schools, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, and the way that they support their alma maters and their football teams and basketball teams and so on is very similar to how the people in this community support the Bills. And what's interesting is when you bring people from outside the area to a football game, they're just absolutely shocked. They're like, this is not what happens in New York City when they go to the Meadowlands, or this is not what happens in Chicago, or for that matter, New England, or even mid-sized cities like Cincinnati. They don't have the level of support that the Bills do from our community, and it's much more comparable to what you would see when people are going to an Ohio State football game or a Michigan football game. It is definitely much more of a collegiate support in what you see in the community, the way the community feels that this is their team. Mr. Pegula may own the Bills with his wife, but the team is in some ways owned by the community, at least in how the community believes it to be.
And I think the PSLs, 54,000 and change, that sort of, in a snapshot, shows how the community loves, supports, and will do whatever it takes to support the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, as I said, I think it's very important that they were coming off of years in which they had multiple successes. If this had been back-to-back 2-14 seasons, I'm not exactly certain. We remember what it was like back then. There's a whole generation of Sabre fans who don't know what it's like for the Sabres to be in the playoffs, and there's a whole generation of Bills fans who don't know what it's like for the Bills to be a bad team. And that's a good thing, because we remember those days, and it wasn't good. So, I mean, the Bills, they have a great team, a strong organization, and they're moving into a wonderful new facility next year, and I think the the fans are going to love it. And when they walk in there, they're going to say, why didn't we do this sooner? Because I think they're going to realize it's a sea change when you do a comparison of the current facility compared to what the new one will be.
And again, the PSLs, I mean, some of the seats in the 400 level are, the PSL is only $750. Obviously, the better club seats was a lot pricier, but, you know, it was pretty, the Bills, to their credit, kept it as affordable as one could be for a PSL, because other cities were a lot higher, and Terry Pegula left some money on the table with this.
Well, I was critical of the Bills when they first were telling folks if they wanted to keep their seats in a certain section, they had to buy the PSL in a comparable area, which was extremely expensive. I felt that they should give people an opportunity. I think what happened is some individuals who backed out, who originally were looking at having seats, let's say, in the 40-yard lines, between the 40-yard lines, and just didn't want to pay the higher PSLs, they went back and they had an opportunity to get them in different locations, which were much less expensive. So while I'm not always the biggest fan of PSLs myself, and I was critical of how expensive the initial PSLs were, they did have much lower costs, ones that were affordable to the average working individual. And it's the modern NFL. I when people talk to me about the PSLs and they go, why do they do this? I said, it's the modern NFL. If people didn't watch the games and didn't go to games, they couldn't charge PSLs.
Yeah.
But as we know, it is the most popular sport in the United States. And it is one in which people are willing to pay good money to see professional football. And so as a result, as long as people are willing to watch the games and attend the games, the NFL can charge it. If they weren't watching the games, then it would be a different story. But the Pegulas did have an opportunity to charge more in some of the upper deck areas, and they didn't. They made it reasonable and acceptable for the average ticket holder, and that was a good thing, because I was pretty critical of what their initial sales numbers were, and I'm glad that they were allowing individuals who are just your average Western New Yorkers to be able to afford to be season ticket holders going forward.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.